Good morning and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Saturday, April 20th. On today's show, Ingenuity's travels are in focus as a new NASA video tracks the Mars helicopter's 72 flights. Plus, the Mars rover continues its progress along the upper Geddes Vallis Ridge. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with an impressive achievement from NASA's Ingenuity helicopter on Mars. Over the past 3 years, this tiny chopper has made history, and a new video from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory shows just how much ground it has covered. The video links together the flight paths of each of Ingenuity's 72 flights, revealing the impressive distance it traveled, over 10 miles total, far exceeding initial expectations. Here with more details is our Simply Mars correspondent. So tell us, how significant of an achievement is this for the Ingenuity helicopter?
This is a massive accomplishment for Ingenuity and the NASA team. When the 4-pound helicopter first landed on Mars with the Perseverance rover in 2021, it was only meant to be a technology demonstration. The main goal was simply proving that powered, controlled flight was possible in the thin Martian atmosphere. Ingenuity quickly showed it could do that and much more. After acing its initial 5 test flights, the helicopter transitioned to an extended mission where it served as an aerial scout for the Perseverance rover. And it kept on flying for nearly 3 more years, covering challenging terrain that would be difficult or impossible for a rover.
That's right. Ingenuity wasn't built to last this long or fly this far. Do we know what finally brought its remarkable run to an end after 72 flights?
Ingenuity's flying days came to a conclusion on January 18th when it suffered damage to its rotors during a rough landing. However, even though it can no longer take flight, Ingenuity isn't finished helping with Mars exploration. NASA says the stationary helicopter will now serve as a weather station and technology testbed, gathering data that could assist future missions. The only issue is that Ingenuity relies on the Perseverance rover to relay its communications, and the rover will soon drive out of range, leaving the helicopter on its own.
Even with its flying days behind it, it sounds like Ingenuity will still provide valuable insights. Looking ahead, what impact could the helicopter's success have on future Mars exploration?
Ingenuity has paved the way for much more extensive aerial exploration of the Red Planet in the years to come. NASA is already working on designs for larger, more capable rotorcraft that could gather all sorts of scientific data from the Martian skies. Drones and helicopters could access areas that rovers can't reach and cover far more ground. Ingenuity has shown the potential. And Mars isn't the only destination for this kind of mission. In 2028, NASA will launch the Dragonfly mission to Saturn's moon Titan, which will use a drone to hop between different locations and study that world's environment and potential habitability.
It's amazing to think how much Ingenuity has achieved and how it could be a pathfinder for revolutionary new ways to explore other worlds. Thanks for breaking this down for us, David. In other Mars news, NASA's Curiosity rover is making steady progress along the upper Geddes Vallis Ridge, investigating the broken bedrock and capturing images of the ridge deposit as it drives southward. Here with more details on Curiosity's latest activities is our Simply Mars correspondent, Michael. The rover had a busy 2-sol plan, focusing on some key science objectives. What can you tell us about that?
That's right, David. The rover's plan was packed, especially on the first sol. It began with using the Dust Removal Tool, or DRT, to expose a fresh surface on a bedrock target named Tilden Lake. This was followed by APXS integrations to analyze its composition. The geology team also scheduled several hours of remote sensing, including ChemCam LIBS on another bedrock target called Curry Village, which exhibited a similar dragon scale, or tire track, texture to what had been observed in the previous workspace.
Interesting. And I understand there were also some long-distance observations planned.
Indeed, the plan included ChemCam long-distance RMI mosaics to assess the stratigraphy at Geddes Vallis Ridge and a distant butte known as Kukanen. These long-distance RMI images can reveal a wealth of detail about faraway targets, such as the diversity of clasts at Gaeta's Vallis Ridge. MastCam was also put to work characterizing local textures, sedimentary structures, dark rocks, and sandy aeolian bedforms called transverse aeolian ridges, or TARs, in a nearby trough.
Sounds like the rover's cameras were kept quite busy. What else was on the agenda for this plan?
The environmental theme group planned activities to monitor the movement of fines on the rover deck, search for dust devils, and keep tabs on atmospheric dust. After wrapping up the remote sensing block, Curiosity used its MOLLE camera to image the contact science target before continuing its drive south. On the second sol, the rover carried out some untargeted activities, including an autonomously selected ChemCam Aegis target, additional NavCam deck monitoring, and NavCam line-of-sight observations. Of course, post-drive imaging was also on the schedule to set the stage for the next planning cycle.
It's remarkable to think about all the science that Curiosity is able to carry out on a daily basis, even from millions of miles away. The data it's gathering will undoubtedly help us better understand the geological history and potential habitability of the Red Planet. Thanks for that update, Michael. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.